I want winners. I want people that want to win.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
You got to put your money where your mouth is, Pete.
It's not gambling advice. Hello and welcome to Not Gambling Advice. It is Tuesday, May 30th. I'm your host, Peter Apple, and Not Gambling Advice is sponsored by Prize Picks. Use code JUSTBASEBALL when you download for a full instant deposit match on the best daily fantasy app. In this episode, I got you for two MLB best bets, as well as my favorite Prize Picks entry of the day. We've had a weird stretch over the past few days. We went 0-5, lost five straight bets. And then over the last 2 days, we are 3-0, including a win on the Oakland Athletics. That win alone felt better than the entire sweep of the board yesterday. The Oakland A's won their 11th game against the Atlanta Braves. It's a great example of why the Sunday Night Baseball system is one of the best in MLB betting. The Diamondbacks on the run line was one of the sweatiest bets of the year. Arizona went down 4 runs early, then battled back for 5 runs to take the lead. It was 7-5 for most of the game as we sat and waited for Arizona to ultimately pull it out. We also won a Prize Picks entry. Not only did Paul Blackburn go over 3.5 Ks, but he also ended the game with 6. Chris Bryant went under his fantasy score, but it should have been 0 instead of 4 points, considering he walked on a pitch violation and then scored a run off Ryan McMahon double. Again, we have more picks today, so let's keep the train moving. Our straight plays record is 76-61 plus 10.98 units, and our Prize Picks record is down 1.9 units. I'm using BetMGM lines this year. There's a link in the episode description to get a risk-free $1,000 bet. You can also use code JBFANS if you're betting on MLB. Wager $10 on any MLB money line and receive $100 once the bet is settled. Hopefully everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. Let's get back to the grind, and we're going to start in Miami to watch the San Diego Padres take on the Miami Marlins at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. The pitching matchup is Ryan Weathers versus Sandy Alcantara. I have learned that if you're ever going to take an over on a Tuesday, make sure neither team is on a travel day. Offenses can look lackluster if they have to travel and play the same day, but both teams had an off day yesterday to prepare for this one. We have to worry about the bullpens being rested, but neither is formidable enough for that to matter much to me. Sandy will toe the rubber for the Marlins, last year's unanimous Cy Young Award winner. I miss the old Sandy. Old Sandy rocked a 54% ground ball rate and a 38% hard hit rate while only walking 5.6% of hitters. 2023 Sandy's ground ball rate has fallen to 45%. His hard hit rate has risen to 41.5%, and his walk rate has followed to a 7.6% mark. Part of the issue is the changeup. Last season, devastating pitch, holding opponents to a 145 average and a 199 xWOBA. This season, opponents are hitting 327 against it with a 327 xWOBA. It's forced him to rely heavily on his sinker and fastball, and hitters are sitting on it. It's lost some of its horizontal movement and is less effective this season. Sandy faced the Padres twice last season when he was a better pitcher. He allowed 3 runs in 4 2/3 innings in his first start, followed by a 7-inning shutout. He would have to be why this game goes under, but this bet is predicated on him not looking like the same horse. The Padres' offense has been horrible with runners in scoring position. They could do them in today, but the offense is slowly improving. They have an 83 WRC plus against righties this month. Terrible. A 95 WRC plus past 2 weeks. Okay. And a 101 WRC plus in the last week, so it's getting better and better. On the flip side, we have Ryan Weathers, who is skating by on soft contact. His hard hit rate is crazy low. Amazing, sitting at 27.3%, which is why his xERA sits at 3.49. But his FIP and XFIP tell us that the hard hit rate is not sustainable with the lack of strikeouts and high walk rate. His FIP is at 4.16 and his XFIP is at 5.28. He doesn't have a wipeout pitch to get hitters out on 2 strikes, and he relies on players rolling over. But this Miami team punishes lefties like this. I was wrong about the Marlins against left-handed pitching. I assumed they would revert back to their issues last year, but the lineup looks different and performs way better than I thought they would. In the last month, the Marlins have a 122 WRC plus against left-handed pitching and a 119 WRC plus this season, good for 5th in the league. The Marlins bullpen ranks 19th in Sierra. Without AJ Puck, there is little to love in that back end. The Padres bullpen is definitely better. They rank 11th in Sierra. I do think the Marlins get the runs off Weathers, and the Padres do enough against Sandy to compete, and then they score off the Marlins bullpen. Remember, we don't need that many runs. The total is very low because it's Sandy at home. Until he proves he's the same guy, I will continue to take advantage of low totals when he's pitching. If we remember, we cashed on our last time we did this. The model has this closer to 9 runs, so seeing plenty of value at 7.5, and this is definitely playable up at 8 up to -115. If you're starting to see 8.5s in the market, it's getting a little bit high because they have it around 8.5 or 9. It's still worthy of a play. I would just lower your unit size, but anything up to 8 is definitely playable for the full unit. So the pick is the Padres versus the Marlins over 7.5 at -115. It's 1.15 units to win 1 unit. I've been getting a lot of questions about lines and how they move, and of course I send these lines to my subscribers the night before I try and beat closing lines, and it's been profitable for me long term. I would recommend, if you want to get these lines early, to subscribe to my Dub Club service. The link is in the episode description. It's 83 cents a day or $24.99 a month. Again, if you're not a fan of that, no worries at all. These picks are going to continue to be free. But with that being said, lines will move if I send them out the night before. Hopefully we're on the right side of the line movement, and it looks like we are today. The next pick, Texas Rangers versus Detroit Tigers, also at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. The pitching matchup is Martin Perez versus Alex Fiedo. This game jumped out at me for multiple reasons. For one, we get another shot at tailing Alex Fiedo, who I spoke about last week and why I love the developments he's been making. Another reason was the line. Isn't this one of the weirder lines you've seen this season? Granted, Martin Perez's lines tend to be soft on the Rangers, but in this circumstance, it's hard to make sense of it being this low after what happened yesterday. The Rangers own the second best record in baseball with the best run differential and are only -135. Martin Perez is 6-1 with a 3.83 ERA, and the Rangers just got shut out yesterday. The books are not our friends. I believe this is a trap. Sometimes we get lines that seem trappy, but there is no real baseball argument to prove why. In this case, the Tigers are in a better spot. In my opinion, they have the better starting pitcher, the better bullpen, and home field advantage, and they're in their better split compared to the Rangers. The Rangers rank in the bottom 10, the Tigers rank in the bottom 10 of almost every stat when it comes to defense, right? They go from one of the worst in the league against righties to middle of the pack team against lefties by WRC Plus and OPS. They have also crushed Perez over a 62 plate appearance sample. Against the Tigers' current roster, he's rocking a .353 opponent batting average, a .386 xWOBA, and a .510 expected slug. Perez doesn't look like the same pitcher he was last season, highlighted by a .461 expected ERA compared to a .383 ERA this season. Alex Fiedo's only issue has been the home run. Besides that, he's pitched at a near elite level this season, as seen in his 3.05 x ERA. He has only one walk in 21 innings this season with 22 Ks. His slider has an incredible 48% whiff rate, and opponents only hit 189 against his fastball this year. The Rangers have the fifth worst bullpen ERA in baseball, while the Tigers sit in the top 10. The Rangers have really three reliable arms: Brock Burke, Will Smith, and Jose Leclerc. Both Smith and Burke are lefties, which still plays into the better split for the Tigers. Both Leclerc and Burke threw yesterday, so they won't be as rested, and the familiarity is there. The Tigers will have everyone of note available, which is a great sign after Fiedo exits. This is the model's favorite play from a value perspective. They love the Tigers so much in this spot that they have them at -149 favorites. Bit extreme, but I do think the game should be closer to a pick'em. It's nice to see the Rangers getting north of 70% of the tickets, but that line refusing to budge. I believe the Rangers are a trap, so I'm going with the home dog. Give me the Tigers on the money line at +115, one unit to win 1.15 units. Let's get into our Prize Picks entry of the day. Remember to go get your free coin. All I can do is offer you free money. If you don't take it, I don't know what to say. But use code JustBaseball when you download for a full instant deposit match. And today on the first leg, we're rolling with Zach Greinke over 5.5 hits allowed. This is -120 towards the over and the under, but we must play it. Not only did the Cardinals have plenty of success against Greinke, they were almost on the wrong side of a perfect game. The Cardinals have a .352 xWOBA and a .520 expected slug against Greinke in his career. I wanted to play the Cardinals, but it's a bit too expensive, and I'm not really trying to tail Miles Michaelis. Sorry, Cardinals fans. He's been doing better. I don't want to tail him. Greinke allows plenty of hits, but doesn't walk much, meaning he'll be in and around the strike zone. Expect the Cardinals to damage a pitcher who's notoriously worse on the road, over 5.5 hits. The second leg is Ryan Noda over half a base. Now, this is -140 on BetMGM, similar to Paul Blackburn's strikeouts yesterday. We aren't asking for much. We only need a base hit. Noda's rocking an 867 OPS against right-handers this year. Elder is very particular in how he attacks lefties. It will be mostly four-seamers and changeups. Noda's favorite pitch to hit is the changeup, hitting 462 this season. Elder allows plenty of base hits, but his recipe is stopping runs with the double play. We don't need anything else but a base hit from the number two hitter in the A's lineup, who is seeing the ball really well right now. So those are the picks. I got the Tigers money line plus 115. I got the over in Padres versus Marlins at 7.5. And then, of course, I have a Prize Picks entry with Zach Greinke over 5.5 hits allowed and Ryan Noda over half a base. Thank you all for listening. We'll be live streaming on Twitch at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, going over all the games in order to give you the best bets possible. Definitely come check it out. It's a blast. And of course, the best way to support this podcast is to rate and review 5 stars, whether that be on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Again, thank you all for listening, but we have to remember, it's not gambling advice.